So here on Daf Tzadi, we're dealing with the Mishnah. On Daf Pei Tes, the Mishnah quotes the Chachomim Shita. And if you have a Gag Bein Agagos, so there are no Mechitzos between one Gag and the other. So Rav says that according to the Chachomim, you're not allowed to carry from one Gag to the next Gag. So Reuven cannot carry into Shimon's Gag. And Rav understands that this is based on a principle which is called Paritz Lemakoma Asur. And therefore Rav says that according to the Chachamim, you're not allowed to carry more than four Amos on your own Gag. So boy Rabbi Rami Bar Chama, Shtei Amos Begag, Ushtei Amos Be Amud, Mahu. Meaning, I understand that according to Rav, I can't carry from my Gag into your Gag. Those are two separate Rishuyos. And they don't have an Eruv between them. But what would Rav say, according to the Chachamim, in a case where he's carrying it all told for Amos, but the second set of two Amos are in an Amud? In other words, there's some sort of a pillar, a column, that rises up from the ground outside the building and is contiguous to the side of the building. So it's in Rishus Arabim, but it's 10 Tvachim high and it's 4 Tvachim wide. And in this case, the relationship between the Gag and the Amud is that it's one Rishus. And you'd be allowed to carry two Amos on your Gag and then the other two Amos onto this column because it's considered like one Gag. And the impression I get here is that the reason why you can't carry from one Gag to another, according to Rav, is because you have what's called the Rishus Hamachalekes Lamata, meaning that underneath the Gag, there's a house that's residence for another family, another person. But here in the case of the Amud, there's no Dirim Lamata, there's no one's living inside the Amud. And therefore, we should allow, in this case, carrying from the Gag to the Amud. It's not like carrying from Reuven's Gag to Shimon's Gag, where there are separate Diurim Lamata. And therefore, you couldn't carry even a third Amma into Shimon, your neighbor's roof. This is different because there are no Diurim Lamata. Or should we say no, that the reason why you can't carry according to Rab between one Gag and another is because the Chiluk Rishuyos. And here also, the Gag is a Rishus of Reuven, the Amud belongs, I guess, to somebody else. So in terms of Bailus, in terms of ownership, the Gag is Reuven's and the Amud is Shimon's. But on the other hand, there's no Diurim over here. So maybe the reason why Rav says that you can't carry into somebody else's Gag is because there's residence underneath the Gag. Here there's no residence in the Amud. Omar Rabba, Maikomi Boile. I don't get it, says Rav. The whole suffix makes no sense because Carmelis Rishus Hayochid Komi Boile? Are you in doubt about the Isur of carrying from a Carmelis into a Rishus HaYochid? For sure you're not allowed to do so. Now the Gag has the status of a Carmelis, even though again on a Doraisa level it might be a Rishus HaYochid, because we imagine the Mechitzos Lemata going up Lemala, but nevertheless it opens up into other Gagos, which you're not allowed to carry into. So the Chachom gave your Gag the status of a Carmelis, and Rav says you're not allowed to carry more than four Amos on the roof on your own Gag. And now the Amud, since it's got 10 Tvachim in height and 4 Tvachim in width, has the status of a Shus HaYachid. So for sure you can't carry from a Carmelist into a Shus HaYachid. So the Gemara says that we misunderstood Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama, Agav Churfei Lo Ien Ba, he was so, you know, in Tzehitz, you know, he was so involved in presenting his question, he didn't present it clearly. Elohachi Kabi Baya, here's the way we should formulate his suffix. Shtei Amos Begag, Ushtei Amos Bach Sadra, Mahu. He wasn't talking about an Amud, which clearly has the status of Rishus HaYachid, but rather he was talking about an Achsadra. And Achsadra is like an opening in front of a house. It has a ceiling on it, but it has, and it's held up by four, what we call Tzimin, meaning four poles, but there's no mechitzos that surround the Achsadra. So what's the din in such a case? So the Gemara has a suffix now about whether you're allowed to carry from a gag to an achsadra. And now the Gemara analyzes the suffix. Mi amrin, should we say, came into low high? Chazi l'diva low high. Chazi l'dira. Neither the gag is a place that you live. You don't usually sleep and eat on the roof. Nor do you do so in an achsadra because it's open on all sides. Is therefore chada reshusahi. We can sort of integrate the gag with the achsadra. Both are enum ruyum lidira. They don't allow themselves, they're not suitable for residence. And we can consider them one reshus. And therefore you're allowed to carry from the gag to the achsadra two amos here and two amos there. O Dilma, or shall we say, Kevan de migagla gag osur, migagla achsadra nami osur. The achsadra doesn't belong to the balagag. He doesn't have private, exclusive ownership in the achsadra. And therefore, there's chiluk bailam. There's one bal that's Reuven who owns the gag, and then there's either Shimon or maybe an entire group of people that live in that same structure, in that same house, they own Rishus and the Achsadra. So I have a footnote here. He says the following. Hasafeku madua osu l'talto migag l'gag l'divri chachomin. Im atamu mishum shechaluka chalukas adayorim bibatim l'mata goremis l'chalukas agagos l'malo. If it's because there's residents underneath the gag. So there are two Rishuyos here because there is one family living underneath this gag and another family under that gag. Yesh lahati l'gag migag li'achsadra l'fisha ein mem diurim l'mata. No one lives under the achsadra. It's an open area. Ach im tamim shel chachamim. Who? If the reason why the chacham say you're not allowed to carry from a gag to a gag is mishum shekol gag shaykh l'adam acher, is yesh lesser ach migag l'achsadra, kevon sheachsadra shayeches l'baylam acherim. The achsadra belongs to someone else. You don't have ownership over the achsadra. And the Gemara seems to leave this as an open-ended suffix. Boy Rav Bevi Bara, by another suffix, Shtei amos begag, shtei amos bechur v'mau. So right next door to his gag, there's a rune, a churva, and the churva has the status of a carmelis. Why? Because it opens up into Rishus HaRabin. Any area that opens up into Rishus HaRabin doesn't have mechitzos that separates it from Rishus HaRabin becomes a carmelis. Now, in essence, since according to the Chachamim, the gag itself, your own gag, Rav says, is classified as a carmelis, you're not allowed to carry four amos on top of your gag, then basically when you carry from your gag onto onto the churva, then you're really carrying from a karbalis into a karbalis. It's really one reshus. So they both have the same status, the same dinim in halacha, and therefore it's like one reshus. So you'd be allowed to carry two amas in your gag and two amas on the churva. What should we say? No. He doesn't own the churva. He owns his gag. Reuven owns the gag. And the churva doesn't belong to him. And therefore he can't carry from the gag to the churva. Now, who owns the churva? That's what I'm trying to figure out. He says that it seems from Rashi that the suffix of Bibi Bar Abaye, as far as tiltul from the gag to the churva, he's not talking about carrying it from the gag to the gag of the churva, but rather into the churva. And Tosis is going to say no, that the suffix is carrying from the gag of the bayis into the gag of the churva. So the Gemara says, Omar Rav Kahana, Lav Hainu de Rami Bar Chom. I don't understand. Rav Bibi is just reiterating in different words the same identical suffix that we had in Rabbi Bar Chama. Rabbi Bar Chama was asking about Shtei Amos Begag, Shtei Amos Bar Sadra. And now Rabbi Bar Abaye is asking the same question, meaning, although both the Gag and the Asadra have the same status, but nevertheless he doesn't own the Asadra. Here too, even if I grant you that the Gag and the Churva have the same status of a Carmel, but nevertheless he doesn't own the Churva. Omalei Rabbi Bar Abaye v'chi me'achar asoyu nitzoy. I mean, you're accusing me of taking something out of the mouth of someone else, and as if to say, I claim it for my own. You know, really it was a suffix of Rav Kahana. Not Rav Kahana, I'm sorry. It was a suffix of Rami Bar Chama, and now Rav Bibi is being accused of taking away that suffix. You mean, you think I'm coming with the same question to the Beis Medrash as Rami Bar Chama? For sure not. Why? Achsadra lo chazi l'dira, but churva chazi l'dira. The reason why Rami Bar Chama had a suffix in the case of carrying from a gag to the achsadra is because no one lives in the achsadra. It's not suitable for residents. It's open on all sides. But the churva has at least some vestiges of mechitzos that surround it, albeit they're not full mechitzos, but partial mechitzos, and therefore you could live inside the churva. He says in the bottom, af im nomar shemutu l'talto migag l'achsadra, haino l'fi shedomim heim b'kach sheshneim ein ruyum l'dira, aval churva ein adoma l'gag, shehu eino roi l'dira v'hi ru'uya. In other words, the gag itself is not suitable for residents. You know, you get blown away by the wind and you might fall off. But in the case of churva, you are surrounded to some extent by mechitzos, and therefore it's royal adir. It's suitable for residents, and therefore maybe we should ask it. So even if I would agree with the kula tzad in Rami Bar Chama and Sofik, meaning I would allow you to carry from a gag to an achsadra, that's because the achsadra is very similar to the gag. And it's not chazi l'dira. And therefore the gag and the achsadra integrate to form one reshus. But in the case of a gag and a churva, where the churva as opposed to the gag is chazi l'dira, that makes it into a separate reshus. So the Gemara asks the Kasha v'chimeacher the chazi l'dira maiko miboyle. If you're telling me that the churva is suitable for residents as opposed to the gag, then Rabibi, why do you have a suffix in this case? Certainly it goes without saying, hands on, hands down, that it doesn't have the same din as a gag. And therefore you'd certainly be prohibited to carry from a gag which is Eina Ruya L'dira, to a Churva, which is Ruya L'dira, says Rav Bibi, Im Timtzalomar Kamar. This is what I had in mind. Im Timtzalomar Achsadra Lo Chazi L'dira. If you're going to tell me that the reason why Rami Bar Chama might allow you to carry from a gag to an Achsadra is because the Achsadra is not suitable for deer. It's very similar to a Gag, and we can consider the Gag and the Achsadra as one Rishus, and you're allowed to carry one through the other. But Churva Chazil Adira, shall we consider a Churva as a separate Rishus because it's suitable to some extent for residence? You know, you put in a couple of patches there, maybe on a temporary basis, and you fill in some of the holes on the machitzas. And therefore, since it's Chazil Adira, if you make a couple of light changes or light fixings, then it's Royal Adira. You're not allowed to carry from the Gag to the Churvo. Dilma, shall we say, Hashtami or Lespe Diurin? Right now, no one's living there, and they haven't made these tikunim, you know, they didn't fix it up in any way. And therefore, we're going to consider the Churva as if it's not Royal Adira right now, because in its present state, it's not Royal Adira. You know, the wind's going to come in straight through these very flimsy and limited machitos. And therefore, it's very similar to a Gag, and we could therefore consider the Gag and the Churva as one Rishus, and you're allowed to carry from the Gag to the Churva. And the Gemara blives Teku. Okay, now the Gemara is going to quote a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel as far as gagos are concerned. Gagin Ashovin. So you have a whole bunch of gagos that flow. They spill one into the other. In other words, they all are one flat roof. Like if you would stand up on top of the roof, you would see many, many roofs on top of one single structure, or maybe if there's another structure that's contiguous. So there's no height difference between one Gag and another Gag. Is Lirabi Meir, Rabbi Meir is the one who holds that all the Gagos are considered like one Rishus, and they don't generate an Isur one on the other. And I'll give you another case. The Gag Yechidi, what happens if a person owns one Gag? That Gag doesn't spill into any other Gagos, Le Rabbanon, even according to the Rabbanon. They agree that if you have only one Gag Yechidi, then it's one Rishus. There's no one who's generating any Isur on your use of your Gag. So Rav says, Mutal Etaltil Bekulo, I can carry from one Gag to the other, according to Rabbi Meir, or in the case of a Gag Yechidi, according to Rabbanon, there's no reason or in the world why I shouldn't be able to carry from one end of the Gag to the other end of the Gag, or from Y Gag all the way to the furthest Gag that's on the same level. There's no 10 tfachim height difference between that Gag and my Gag. Ushmuel amar ein metaltelim bo ela bi'arba amos bilvad. Shmuel says that whether you're talking in Rav Meir's frame of reference about Gagos Shavim, where they're flat, or in the case of Gag Yechidi, even according to the Chachamim, you can only carry 4 Amos Bilvad. That's the maximum that you can carry. Right now, honestly, I don't understand the logic of Shmuel. In the note here on the bottom, he says, Lahalon b'samuch yivur taimo shel Shmuel b'zeh. He says we're going to have to be patient and wait a while until we can understand the reasoning of Shmuel. Why would Shmuel prohibit you, according to Rabbi Meir, from carrying from one Gag to the other? Why would he limit you to Arba Amos? Rabbi Meir holds that Kol Gagos HaYerushus Achaseh. That's quoted in the Mishnah on Daf Pei Tes. Now, as far as the Mishnah is concerned, it seems that Shmuel would understand the Mishnah of Rabbi Meir that you're allowed to carry 2 Amos on your Gag and another 2 Amos on your friend's Gag. That's what he means, that Kol HaGag is Rishus Achasein. But the total amount of distance that you're allowed to carry is 4 Amos. 2 Amos from your Gag and 2 Amos onto his Gag. Anyway, the Gemara says now that this machlokas that we just recorded here between Rav and Shmuel is antithetical to a different machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, in which we're going to establish that Rav is contradicting himself And Shmuel seems to be contradicting himself. Because back on Daf Peites, we recorded a machlok between Rav and Shmuel about the Chachamim. Chachamim say you're not allowed to carry from one Gog to another Gog. And the question is, are you allowed at least to carry on your own Gog? Rav says that since all these gagos are prutzim bimloam to other gagos, which are asurim according to the Chacham, you're not allowed to carry into the next gag, so your gag itself becomes also b'dalet amos. Shmuel says no, that we imagine mechitzos that going up from the bottom, you know, between one house underneath the gag and another house underneath the gag, and we're going to apply the principle of god asik mechitzta, and it's as if each gag has its own hekef mechitzos. It's surrounded by mechitzos. It's not porous to the neighbor's gag. And therefore you're allowed to carry entirely from one end of the gag to the other. So now the Gemara is going to ask a stira between these two recorded debates or disputes between Rav and Shmuel. Because here, Rav Omar Mutal Talta Bakulo, that according to Rabbi Meir, when you have gagos hashavim, right, there's no difference in height between one gag and the other. Or if you have a gag yechidi, according to the Rabbanon, everything is considered rishus achas, and you're allowed to carry from one to the other. Is kasha the Rav the Rav? Now Rav is contradicting himself, because Rav on the previous daf said that according to the Chacham, you're not allowed to carry from your gag to another gag, and therefore you're not allowed to carry on your gag either more than four amos, because it's nifratz b'maloa l'shara gagos, which are asurim, and they generated isur on your gag. And therefore Rav is not willing to say god asik mechitzos, and we can imagine that the mechitzos of these houses below, right, the facade of the building, so to speak, would climb up and surround the gag on top of it. Therefore, if Rav rejects these mechitzos, because it's what you call mechitzos shein in ikeres, you can't see it, is therefore for the same reason he should have said here, in the case of gagos hashovim according to Rabbi Meir, or gag yechid even according to the Chachamim, that it should be also to metaltel. And even though, again, in the Gag Yechidi, for example, it's not Porutz L'Gagos Asurim, but nevertheless, since it doesn't have Hekif Mechitzos, and it's Porutz L'Shus Arabim, then it should be also in Tiltul Dalet Amos. How does Rav say it's Mutter? So again, Rav is involved here in a contradiction, because he himself refuses to recognize the mechitzos as being valid mechitzos, and to set up the gag as a gag hamukaf mechitzos, and that's because it's a mechitzos shein in ikeres. So how can he allow carrying from one gag to the other? There are no mechitzos between the two gagim. So the Gemara says the following: Hosam, where does Rav say it's asur? Because you cannot raise the mechitzos through God asik mechitzos. That's the lo minkara mechitzos. We don't see the mechitzos. In other words, when you're looking from one gag to the other, and you try to set up mechitzos between the two gagos, you can't see those mechitzos. They're completely covered. But hacha, but here, what Rav is referring to is what we call mechitzos hachitzonios, which means that what you do is you look at the outside of the mechitzos, outside of the gagos, I should say. Again, if you're looking at the area that separates one gag to the other, you won't find any mechitzos. There's nothing visible. And therefore, you cannot say that each gag is mukaf mechitzos, and therefore you can't carry within the gag. It's parts of the makom asula. But here, we have a case of minkara mechitzta, and now we're talking about not mechitzos that separate one gag from the other, but rather mechitzos hachitzonios shalabatim ha'omdim ala gag. In other words, what you're going to do is you're going to look on the outside of the building, and Rav would be modin in such a case that from the perspective of the outside of the building, you have mechitzos anikaras. I could certainly see those mechitzos. And therefore, Rav is going to apply the principle of godasik mechitza. And so the gagim are considered mukafim mechitzos. Hence, you're allowed to carry from one to the other. He has here a note. He says, Yesod achiluku sheshom meduber mechitzos apnimios shebein bayis lebayis. If you're discussing mechitzos between one bayis and the other, then ain't any karis leomen agag. If I'm standing on the gag, I can't see the mechitzos between one bayis and the other, because the roof, in effect, covers the mechitza. Aval kan, here, when Rav is mekil, and he allows you to carry from one gag to the other, it's b'mechitzos hachitzonios shel abinyan kulo. It's the outer mechitzos of the entire structure. And those are mechitzos nikaros. And if you're standing on the gag, if let's say the gag does not stretch out over the edges of the outside walls of the facade of the building, then you can see from the gag itself the mechitzos ha-chitzonos. Let me just take a look in the English translation for a moment, and we'll see, just see if he adds anything here. He says, there, the wall between one roof and another is not visible to a person standing on the roof. That's between one roof and another. So Rav doesn't apply godasik mechitzos in that, and therefore, according to the Chachamim, each roof is completely open to an adjoining roof that is forbidden to it, and they're carrying it is restricted to a 4 amos area. But here, the walls surrounding the roof are visible to a person standing on the roof. The case is one in which the roof does not extend beyond the wall of the house. Aha. See, the English adds a little bit, or maybe it was in the Hebrew, but I didn't catch it, that the difference between the two cases is whether or not the roof extends beyond the wall of the house. So if I'm standing on the roof, can I see the walls of the house, meaning the chitzonios? It all depends. If the roof extends beyond the wall of the house, then it's a mechitza sheni nikeres, and no godas, you cannot apply godas mechitzos. However, in a case where the mechitzos hachitzonios are nikaros, meaning that the roof of the wall, the roof does not extend beyond the wall or the outer facade of the house, therefore you could see the outer facade of the house, that's already a mechitza nikeres. And therefore, the roof area is thus a single domain that is separated from the surrounding streets by the good asik walls around its perimeter. I'm not sure why he introduces here the surrounding streets. Were we talking about surrounding streets here? I didn't see that. Let me see.
I don't think so.
No. I don't think so. I don't know. So that, I'm not sure exactly what he means by that. Oh, now the Gemara wants to see if there's a contradiction between the two statements of Shmuel. Shmuel Omar, Shmuel says that Ein Metaltalim Bo, that if you have flat roofs on the same level, right, one leads into the other, according to Rabbi Meir, or in the case of the Chachamim, a gag yichidi is nevertheless you're confined to arba amos, is kasha de Shmuel ad Shmuel. In the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel on daf peites regarding gag ben agagos l'shitas Chachamim, Shmuel was of the opinion that even though I can't see the mechitzos between one gag and the other, nevertheless I still apply the principle of godasik mechitzos. So each one of the gagim is considered surrounded by mechitzos, a separate rishus, and therefore you're allowed to carry within your rishus. There was no limitation whatsoever for amos in carrying from one side of the roof to the other side of the roof, right, from north to south. So why does Shmuel say over here that you're not allowed to carry in the case of Gagos Hashavim L'Rabbi Meir or Gag Yechidi L'Rabbanon? So Gemara answers, Hossam, there in the case of Gag Ben Agagos, according to Chachamim, Lo Havi Yosemi Beis Asayim, Hocha, Havi Yosemi Beis Asayim. So Gemara now introduces a whole new dimension, a whole new perspective on Shmuel. When Shmuel says you're not allowed to carry through the Gagos, that's because the area that the Gagos cover is an area of more than a Beis Asayim. And since the Gag is lo hukaf l'dira, it's not a residential area, then the Rabbanan established that every karpaf, every area that's more than a Beis Asayim has the status of a karpaf, which means a carmel is. And you're not allowed to carry dalet amos. So that when Shmuel was talking about Bena Gagos, it was not a case where the shear of the Gag was more than Beis Asayim. So if you're talking about the mechitzos between the two Gagos, since Shmuel holds that they olos lamala, means that you can apply the principle of God asking mechitzos to separate one Gag from the other, each Gag is a separate entity, and none of the Gagos have a Beis Asayim. So you're allowed to carry throughout the entire Gag. But here, in the case of Shmuel prohibiting more than Dalet Amos in Gagos Hashavim L'Rabbi Meir or Gag Yechidi L'Chacham, he's talking about a case where together, if you add the Gagos, you'll end up with more than a Beis Asayim. And since according to Rabbi Meir, all these Gagos are considered like one Rishus without separating one from the other, so then you have now a complete area of more than a Beis Asayim that gives it a din of a carmelis, and you're not allowed to carry it more than Arba Amos. Or I should say Arba Amos. And again, even though we said that the Gagos are considered Mukafin Choma, because there are mechitzas all around, and we are able to draw the mechitzas higher and higher through God asking mechitzas, nevertheless, we're not going to be matir tiltal on these Gagos, because it has a status of a karpav insofar as it's more than a Beis Asayim. So it's wonderful that you have hekev mechitzos, but even an area that's mukaf mechitzos, and it has the area has the size of a Beis Asayim, then we're not going to allow tiltal more than Dalet Amos. So I want to consider it like a Rishus HaRavim. It has the din of a karmelis. Vahani mechitzas lamato avdinon lamala lo avdinon. No, it's the mechitzas of the house. They were created litzorch dira, but not for the Gag. The Gag itself is not litzorch dira. Nobody lives on the Gag. And therefore, if it's not litzorch dira, meaning the Gag is not litzorch dira, is havi ki karpav yosemi beis asayim shalukaf l'dira. Kol karpav yosemi beis asayim shalukaf l'dira. Ein mital to the boela arba amos bilvad. So that's why Shmuel holds that you cannot be metaltel on the Gagos, which are shoving because their area covers more than a Beis Asayim. They have a din of a karpav. What does Rav hold? So I have a footnote here. It's a summary of Rashi that Rav holds against Shmuel that since these mechitzos were created litzorch dira lamata, then when we apply the principle of God asik mechitzta, we're going to consider the Gagos as being Mukafos Mechitza. And I don't care about the fact that the Gag is not Roy Lidira. I want to go back to the original Mechitza. The original Mechitza is on the bias, which is Dira. Is Noslem Din Shalmokha Mukaf Mechitza Litzorch Dira. It's not Hukaf Shalola Shem Dira. It's Hukaf L'Shem Dira. Because where are the Mechitzos? They're on the bottom, and those mechitzas were created, l'shem dira. Hence, Rav holds that you're allowed to carry on the Gagos, because even if they're more than a Beis Asayim, they don't have a din of a karpaf. They have a din of mechitzos that were hukaf l'dira. Shmuel, on the other hand, sees that the extension of the mechitzos through God asking mechitzos is on top, is on the Gag. That's lo hukaf l'dira. Itmar. Now the Gemara is going to apply Rav and Shmuel to a case of a boat. Sfina. Rav Amar Mutal Taltu Bekula. Notice Rav holds that a boat has machitzos, and those machitzos create a dira. Notice you're going to live and sleep and eat inside the boat. You know, you're on a long trip. And Shmuel Amar Eimet Taltu Bela Arba Amos. Now, apparently, this ship is quite large, and it has, according to Shmuel, the status of a karpaf, and it's more than a beis hasayim, and it's lo hukaf ledira. Rav amar mutar l'taltil bekula. Let's go to Tzadi Amud Beis. Da'ika mechitzta. This boat, as large as it might be, it's a gigantic, cruise ship, but nevertheless, it's hukaf ledira, so it could be more than a beis hasayim, but it's mukaf ledira, and therefore it has regular mechitzos. Shmuel Omer Eim Taltun Ba El Barbams. Why? Mechitzos Lavriach Mayim Asuyos. These are not valid mechitzos. He could be on a raft floating through the water, but the reason why he sets up mechitzos on his boat is to make sure that the water doesn't inundate his boat. So the mechitzos were not created for the purpose of dira, but rather for the purpose of protecting the water from entering into the boat. So it becomes a karpaf, Yosef based on Sam Shalom Hukaf Ludira, and its din is therefore that of a caramelis. Honestly, I don't identify so much with Shmuel here, because I would grant you that the walls of the ship have two purposes. Again, you may have, you're certainly correct that you don't want the water to, to inundate the Sfina. That's true, but still, he's out there on the high seas. He's living in this cruise ship. I would say it's hukaf ledira. He quotes here the Rashba in the footnote. He says, "Af shenokat Shmuel b'loshem mechitzos lavriach mayim asuyos mikomakom ein kavanoso shedonim kiilu ein kamechitzos klal ela mechitzos elu einan asuyos ledira." Okay, al ken chshuvu siva gedin tell veneka sheim gedolim him ale beis hasayim mutul taltol im gedolim him yosim beis hasayim ein mitaltol. I'm not sure exactly what the Rashba adds over here that we didn't know without the Rashba. Amalei Rav Acha bar Yosef l'Shmuel hilchasa kavasacho hilchasa kirav. Do we paskin like you or do we paskin like Rav? Meaning, if the halach is like you, we're not allowed to be metaltal in the Sfina except Arba Amos. If the halach is like Rav, we're allowed to be metaltal from one end of the boat to the other end of the boat. Now, this sounds like a very chutzpahdika question. Why would you ask Shmuel if you paskin like Rav? I mean, Shmuel obviously disagrees with Rav. Amalei hilchasa kirav. And the shock of it all is that Shmuel says that you're allowed to be metaltal in the entire boat from one end to the other, and we paskin like Rav. And the Rashba writes, that's how we paskin l'alocha, kishitas rav, because we have a principle that in any machlokas in dine isu v'heter between Rav and Shmuel, we always paskin like Rav. And furthermore, says the Rashba, Shmuel rescinded his original position because he told Rav Chia that l'alocha is like Rav. Obviously, he backed out from his original position. However, the Tosa Rosh says that Shmuel did not rescind from his original position, even though he paskin like Rav. But nevertheless, he may have had a logical empathy towards Rav in this case, but he had a Kabbalah from his Rabosav that ein metaltel in bo ela arba amos. But we're going to paskin like Rav. And even Shmuel agrees that mitzad asvara, if not mitzad kabbalah, we would agree with Rav, and therefore we should paskin like Rav. Amrav Gidol, Amrav Chia bar Yosef moder Rav she'im kifa'a al piya. If he turns the boat upside down, why would a person do such a thing? Ishe'ein mitaltin bo'el abiyar ba'amos. Now the floor of the boat has become his roof, and therefore, it's already lo hukaf ledira. I mean, he's not living inside the boat anymore. He's turned the boat upside down. And even if the height of the of his roof, which used to be the floor of his boat, is more than 10 tefachim, nevertheless, we cannot apply the principle of God asking mechitza, as the Gemara is going to explain. So first Gemara says, what's going on? Is this guy nuts? Kfal amai. Why would he turn his boat upside down? Elam, if you're going to tell me, lodra tachteha. In other words, he's somewhere on the shores of some, you know, African country. He doesn't have a, there's no inn in sight. So he turns his boat upside down and he's going to live inside the boat. And now the bottom of his boat becomes the roof to cover his head. So then if that be the case, why couldn't he be, why would Rav admit in this case that he's not allowed to carry more than 4 amos, maishna migag yechidi? Why is the law of the Sfira any different than one single roof where there are no other roofs? And Rav himself said that in such a case we apply the principle of God asking mechitzos, because the mechitzos hachitzonios on ikaros la'ayin is, therefore we treat the gag as if it was hukaf mechitzos for the purpose of dira. Even though up on top of the roof, it's not hukaf ledira, but we consider it hukaf ledira lamata, as we said before, and therefore it's hukaf ledira lamala, through god asik mechitzos, because the mechitzos hachitzonios on ikaros. So therefore you're allowed to carry, even according to the hachamim, in a case of a gag yechidi. So therefore, even if the gag is larger than a beis hasayim, we still are considering it hukaf ledira, you're allowed to carry more than 4 amos. So if that be the case in the Svino, we should apply the same logic, the same yardstick. And since he turned it upside down in order to live inside the yacht, then it should be mechitzos ledira. And if it's mechitzos ledira, it's not a karpaf, and it's not there's nothing to undermine the principle of God asking mechitzos. And therefore, Rav should allow it, even if it's more than a beis hasayim. Ela shekfa'a lizovta. The reason why he turned his boat upside down is because he wants to put zephes on top of the boat, tar, if I remember. And he's tarring the bottom of his boat, so he turns it upside down. And now once he turns it upside down, he basically invalidates the mechitzos that once, when the boat was in its right side up position, those were mechitzos litzorech dira. And therefore Rav says you're allowed to carry no matter how large this yacht is. But now that he turned it upside down, even on a temporary basis, he wants to tar the outside of the boat, which I guess keeps it from, you know, from the water from seeping in, is then it's not omid ledir at all. He's not going to live neither inside the boat nor outside the boat, neither inside or on top of the boat. So therefore, even if we're going to apply to these mechitzos that didn't go to ask the mechitzos, but nevertheless, if it's more than a base of sayim, then it's hukaf shalol l'shem dira, and therefore you're not allowed to carry it at more than 4 amos. However, now the Gemara wants to offer an alternative answer to the question that Rabbi Chiya asked Shmuel, whether we paskin like him, and you're not allowed to carry more than 4 amos in the Sfina, or we paskin like Rav. Rav Ashi mastila asfina. Rav Ashi understood that the question Rav Chiya was asking Shmuel about Hilchsa Kavasecho, Hilchsa Kerav, and the response that Shmuel said that we paskin like Rav, that was referring to the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel about Sfina, are you allowed to carry from one end to the other? Whereas Rav Acha Bered the Rava, Masni La Ach Sadra, he understood that the question and answer between Rabbi Chiya and Shmuel was about an achsadra. An achsadra, as we said before, is kind of like a prose door. It's an opening outside that leads you, sort of like an outside entrance into the building. and it has a roof that's standing on four poles on four sides. The Itmar, we learned this machlokas in our base major, Safsadra Bibika. So he sets up an Afsadra in an open area called a Bika, and the Afsadra has a roof, but it's has no walls, so it's completely parrot. It's open on four sides into this Bika. The Bika itself is a caramelist. Is Rav Homer Mutal Tal to Bakula. You're allowed to carry from one end of the Afsadra to the other. That's a Pella. Shmuel Omar, Shmuel gives us something much more intuitive, and Ein Metaltim Ba El Arba Amos. Because the Afsadra is inside a Bika. And the Bika is a Karmelis. The Afsadra doesn't have its own Mechitzos. Ah, that's where Rav disagrees with Shmuel. Rav Amar Mutal Talt V'Kula Damrina P'Tikra Yori V'Sosim. This Afsadra has Mechitzos. Because one of the various halachos that were given to Moshe at Har Sinai was P'Tikra Yori V'Sosim. And therefore, since this Afsadra has a roof over it, we're going to imagine on each of the edges of the roof, on all four sides, that if, as if there's an imaginary mechitza going down, and the Afsadra now is considered mukaf mechitzos on all sides, and it's not part to the mechitza, to the bika. It's completely closed or insulated from the bika, and therefore you're allowed to carry throughout the entire Afsadra. And that's the shita of Rav. Shmuel Amarei Metaltun Ba'ela Arba. Shmuel allows you only to carry it for Amos. Why? Delo Amrina P'Tikra Yod V'Sosen. Since the Afsadra is open on all sides, Shmuel holds we don't apply the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai P'Tikra Yod V'Sosen. We only apply P'Tikra Yod V'Sosen if there's one mechitza, one physical mechitza, or some Rishonim say it has to have three mechitzos, and we only apply P'Tikra to the fourth mechitza. But here in the case of Afsadra, no matter how you slice the cake, it's open on all sides, it has absolutely zero mechitzos, and therefore, according to Shmuel, there's no possibility of applying the principle of P'Tikra Yorid V'Sosem. And therefore, the Afsadra is completely parrots into the Bika. The Bika is a Karmelis. The Afsadra, therefore, ipso facto, gets the same din of a Karmelis. Rav is of the opinion that we apply P'Tikra Yorid V'Sosem. And this despite the fact that it's open on all four sides. Now, the Gemara had already pointed out that in the case of Gagos HaShoven, as we saw a little bit earlier, according to Rabbi Meir, or Gag Yechid, even according to Chachomim, we have Machlok, Shin, Rav, and Shmuel, are you allowed to carry through the entire area here? Or shall we say he's only allowed to be carried for Amos? So now the Gemara wants to clarify the sheet of Rabbi Meir, according to Rav. For Rav, I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir. Rav, according to Rabbi Meir, who says you're allowed to carry B'chol Gagos HaShovim, even if they're greater and they're larger of an area of Beis Hasayim, because we're going to apply the principle of Godasing Mechitzos to the Mechitzos HaChitzonios. And we're going to say that these Mechitzos are Litzorch Dira, because Lamatot's Litzorch Dira. Frek the Gemara is Litaltel Migag lechotzer. Would Rabbi Meir allow you to carry from the Gag to a chotzer? And we said that according to Rabbi Meir, you're not allowed to carry from a Gag to a chotzer. And the question now is, why not? He says here in the footnote, Mutal etalto migag shel odem yechidi lechotzer shel ravim sheyesh legag Lebala Gag Shutvis Ba. So why do we assume that according to Rav you're not allowed to carry from the Gag to the Chotzer? And the Gemara answers Gzeira Mishum Rav Yitzchok Barav Dimi. We quoted on Daf Peites Rav Yitzchok Barav Dimi. He says you're not allowed to carry from a Mokom Gavoa, which is 10 Tfachim higher, to a Mokom Nomuch, which is 10 Tfachim lower, even though they're both standing in Rishus HaYochid, because we're always afraid that he might confuse this with the tail of Rishus HaRabin. And therefore, Rabbi Meir says, you're not allowed to carry from a Gag to a Chutz. So the Gag is very high up. The Chutz is on ground floor. The Gag is certainly 10 tefachim higher than the chatzar, and therefore, because of the gzera of Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi, therefore you're not allowed to carry from the gag to the chatzar. Now the Gemara wants to clarify the shitas chachamim. Until now we're talking about Rabbi Meir in the sheet of Rav, and now we're talking about the shitas chachamim according to Shmuel. Shmuel, I'll leave it to Rabbanon. He says you're not allowed to carry even on a gag yechidi, if it's greater, if it's larger than an area of a beis hasayim, because it's considered and classified as a karpaf. If that be the case, nitaltil mi gag lekarpaf, the chacham should allow you, according to the law, to carry from a gag, which is more than a beis hasayim, to a karpaf, which is more than a beis hasayim. And again, even though in a case of a karpaf, you're not allowed to carry more than 4 amos. At least we should allow you to carry 2 amos on the gag and 2 amos into the karpaf. Because since we're defining and categorizing both the gag and the karpaf each as a karmelis, then it's one reshus. The gag is one reshus with the karpaf. So why does Gemara say, we didn't get to this Gemara yet, that according to Chachamim, you're not allowed to carry from the gag to the karpaf, even within 4 amos. Even 2 amos in the gag and 2 amos in the karpaf. Amar Rava Bar Ula, Gzera Shemi Yifoches HaGag. We're afraid that maybe they'll shorten the gag, and the gag will no longer be as large and as wide of an area as it used to be, and therefore will not be a karpaf of Yosef Beis HaSayim. And now the gag is a Rishus HaYochid. Now, why would this happen? I'm not exactly sure of the reality here. Just see if he gives any sort of a clue.
Why would what happen?
Why would he diminish the size of the gag? I mean, who cuts down a gag? I mean, you know, again, I have a very close Talmud of mine. He's in the roofing business down in Florida. He makes a good living over there because of all the, you know, the terrible weather conditions there. But I don't think my friend Gil would cut down a gag. What exactly? I'm just trying to figure out the mitzvahs here, why they're doing this kind of thing. Am I in the right place? Let's just see. I'm on the wrong page. That's why I'm not even finding it. One second. What does he say over here? Gzera. Where is it new? Gzera Shem Yifoches HaGag. Oh, at least I found it. He says that perhaps one of these, one second. He says perhaps the roof might be diminished, i.e., part of the roof might subsequently be taken away. Now, that doesn't help me much. Why is he taking away part of the roof? Reducing the remaining roof area to 2 beisah or less. Yet people continue to carry from the roof to the large karpaf. They don't realize that now it became a reshus hayoch. I just don't understand the mitzvahs here. Why would a person, and they're making a whole gzera over here that he might diminish his roof and take away part of the roof, and the remaining area of the roof is less than a beis hasayim. All right, I'll accept it, you know, at face value right now. I don't know the mitzvahs here about why he was so afraid of such a thing. But in the Hebrew translation, he writes, Shemet Yischaser Midas Hagag Mi Beis HaSayim. And Yikatsru Af Es Habay Shetatu Kemidas Hagag Nimtsa Shata Hagag Ze Nidon Kershus HaYochid. Okay. Kemen Shem Mukaf Hu Mechitzos Midin God Asik. And it doesn't have a shear of Beis HaSayim. And yet, even though you're not allowed to be metaltil from this gag into a karpaf, because the karpaf has more than a base osayim, it's a karmelis, you'd be carrying from Sayokin into a karmelis. But the dayarim are not going to pay attention to the fact that the bias is no longer a base osayim. And they're not paying attention to this. So they're going to continue as they always did to be metaltil from the gag to the karpaf. And therefore the Chacham said, you know that I'd be metaltel from the gag to the karpaf. So the Gemara says, hochi, mi karpaf le karpaf, na mi metaltel. Imagine you have two karpifos that are contiguous one to the other. So you're not allowed to carry from one karpaf to the other, because maybe they'll get so used to carrying from one karpaf to the other that even when they reduce the size of the karpaf to less than a beis osayim or to a beis osayim, and now it has the din of rishus hayochid, they'll continue carrying from the karpaf to the karpaf, even though now the karpaf is a rishus hayochid. Dilma mivchas v'osi l'taltule. So is there something that reminds the people that this karpaf is no longer a beis osayim? If no one's there waving a flag, then they don't realize it's a rishus hayochid. So we should apply this gzera of Rabba Bar Ula. So Moran says, Hasam, in the case of a karpaf to a karpaf, I mifchas, there's a flag. What's the flag? Min karele milsa. They'll certainly be aware of the fact that it's no longer more than a beis osayim, because the karpaf is surrounded by mechitzos, and if they move the mechitzos inwards, you know, to diminish the area, they'll note about that. But hocha, here in the case of tiltul from a gag to a karpaf, I mifchas lo minkar milsa. If they reduce the gag, it's not nikar, nobody's going to pay any attention to this, because there are no mechitzos on the gag. When you have mechitzos, you can see that the area was reduced by seeing that they moved the mechitzos. But if you have a place like a gag that's not mukav mechitzos, it's not nikar if it was reduced from its original shear of beis osayim, of more than beis osayim. So people are going to think that it's still more than a beis osayim. Little bit unbeknown to them, it's less than a beis osayim. They're going to continue to carry from the gag into the karpaf, thinking that the gag has the status of a karpaf because it's more than a beis osayim, when in truth it no longer is more than a beis osayim. Therefore, the Chacham say, you're not allowed to be metaltim from a gag to a karpaf. Just to see the last piece here, Omar of Yehuda at the bottom of Tzadiyom and Beis, Kishetimtza Lomar, when you analyze the language of the Mishnah carefully, Lidivrei Rabbi Meir, Gag Rishus Liatzma, meaning all the gagos within the city are considered one Rishus, and therefore you'd be allowed to carry, according to Rabbi Meir, from one gag to another gag, from Reuven's gag to Shimon's gag, and Chatzeros Rishus Liatzmon, all the Chatzeros are considered one Rishus, and therefore you can take Kalim that it was Shoves in the Chatzer and take it from one Chatz Shal Yochid to another Chatz Shal Yochid, or from one Chatz Shal Rabim to another Chatz Shal Rabim, even in the absence of an Eruv. And here we turn to Daf Tzadi Aleph, Karpafios Rishus Liatzman. You can carry from one karpaf to another, even from Reuven's karpaf to Shimon's karpaf, according to Rabbi Meir. According to the Chachamim, Gagim v'chatzeros Rishus Achas. The Chachamim went one step further, and they allow carrying from a gag to a chatzer, because again, both of them are not omdim ledira. It's not ikar ledira. So you can have the gag of one person and the chutzah that belongs to many people, has many partners in it, but you cannot carry from a gag of one person to a gag of another person, according to the Chachamim, because the Chacham hold that the gagos have a din of the batim shetach tehem, and therefore chaluka labailim is goremis lisa tilta mizel lezeh, but that doesn't apply in the case of gag to a chutz, and karpifios rishus achas, and therefore you're allowed to carry from a karpaf to another karpaf, but not from a gag or from a chutzer to a karpaf. L'di Reb Shimon kulam rishus achas, meaning you're allowed to carry from a gag to a karpaf and a karpaf to a gag, You can carry from a chotzer to a karpa, from a karpa to a chotzer, etc., etc. And that is the presentation here of Rav Yehuda. So this is where we're going to stop today.